unabated giant oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico enters day 73 as the U.S. Pazar says not all victim claims will be met. The German president gets a weak vote of confidence in the third round of balloting in the country's parliament. And Human Rights Watch says Britain, France, and Germany have used foreign intelligence obtained through torture.
It is 6 p.m. in Washington, D.C. and midnight in Berlin, Germany. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us. U.S. officials say it's not possible to pay compensation to all claimants of the ongoing disastrous oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. lawyer Kenneth Feinberg, also known as America's Pazar, is in charge of managing the compensation fund. He says some businesses, including the real estate, which have suffered falling prices, will not be paid. He made the comments at a briefing in the House of Representatives Committee on Small Businesses. Energy giant BP, responsible for the oil slick, has agreed to pay $20 billion for compensation claims. This is crude oil is still being gushed for the 73rd consecutive day now. BP has tested several methods to stop the spill, but as you know, none have worked. The slick has also caused huge irreparable damage to the wildlife in the Gulf of Mexico.
U.S. President Barack Obama says he is not happy with the pace at which the American economy is moving ahead.
So the economy's headed in the right direction. But for a lot of Americans, for Racine and a lot of other communities, it's not heading there fast enough. Not if you're out of work, not if you can't pay your mortgage, not if you can't take care of your family. And the truth is, from the day
Obama was speaking at a town hall meeting in the state of Wisconsin. He said the United States needed to get its federal debt and deficits under control. Obama also complained about the Republican Party's efforts to prevent his economic reforms from going ahead. He said they often seek to maintain the status quo. Meanwhile, Wall Street has extended losses on U.S. unemployment and Eurozone debt concerns. Major stock market indices slipped about 1% by the closing of the session on Wednesday. Well, it sounds like a story out of a suspense thriller.
U.S. federal prosecutors alleged 11 people were spies living in the United States from east to west coast, sent there to learn secrets and affect U.S. policy. Press TV's Colin Campbell has more on this story that has Americans shaking their heads in disbelief.
Federal prosecutors say 11 suspected spies from Russia operated in several cities around the United States. The accusations that are reminiscent of a Cold War spy thriller say the individuals were in deep cover, sent to the U.S. by the Russian Overseas Intelligence Service, known as the SVR.
Of course, I mean, both here and in Moscow, we're talking about the issue.
The team of alleged operatives were specially trained in codes, ciphers, language training, and invisible writing, among other things. For a decade, federal investigators say they recorded covert meetings, including one at a Midtown Manhattan coffee shop. Just last week, U.S. President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev had lunch together. They both had burgers, and President Obama declared a resetting of the relationship after years of distrust between the U.S. and Russia. But the recent spy arrest threatens to put a crack in that relationship foundation. This week, five of the suspects appeared in federal court in New York City. The criminal complaint comes close to accusing them of espionage. Their mission from Russia, according to the FBI, read in part, to search and develop ties in policymaking circles in U.S. The allegations all but dismissed by Russia's foreign ministry, who said that the arrested were Russian citizens, but they had done nothing to hurt U.S. interests. Despite the attempt at reassurances, some Americans say they can't help but feel nervous about it.
Let's face it, we don't know anything about really what goes around in international stuff.
Of course it's surprising. It's North Arlington. I mean, it's a very quiet, you know, nice, fun place to live, and you don't expect Russian spies to be living above.
The FBI followed the suspects from New York to Seattle, Washington, using phone taps, bugs, and surveillance cameras to document contact with Russian handlers. The talk of Cold War activity heating up again between Russia and the United States. But officials from both countries say it's not affecting the relationship between the two countries. For Press TV, Colin Campbell, Washington.
Elsewhere, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's pick for president has won after three rounds of balloting. Christian Wolff won 625 votes in special electoral assembly after the longest presidential vote in German history. He fell short of an outright win. Acted vote is seen as yet another blow to Merkel's authority. Britain, France, and Germany use foreign intelligence obtained through torture in the so-called fight against terrorism.
Well, that according to a new report by Human Rights Watch. The group says the intelligence services in the three EU countries lack instructions on how to assess information obtained through torture in third-party countries. The report condemns any application of information tainted by torture. It says such information has also been used in criminal and other proceedings in France and Germany. The rights group believes such practices have damaged the reputation of the entire European Union. Under the UN Convention Against Torture, ratified in 1987, it is mandatory for countries to avoid engagement in torture or be complicit in such illegal activities. Well, U.S.-led troops are facing more tough days in Afghanistan. NATO says a group of militants have attacked a U.S. base in eastern Afghanistan, wounding at least two of its soldiers.
Well, one NATO soldier has also been killed in a separate incident in the same region. At least 320 international soldiers have been killed this year.
In a bold operation, the militants set off a car bomb and fired rocket-propelled grenades at the Jalalabad Air Force Base. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. The Taliban say several foreign soldiers were killed in the attack. NATO has said that at least eight of the attackers have been killed. A spokesman for the U.S.-led troops says the latest Taliban attack was a complex operation. It comes just days after U.S. General David Petraeus is expected to take control of the U.S. mission in the war-torn country.
Taliban militants say that it's a message, a new message to General David Petraeus, the new U.S. commander in Afghanistan. And General Petraeus has recently promised to step up attacks against the Taliban militants in southern and eastern parts of Afghanistan. But the Taliban militants with this attack showed that they are still active in eastern Afghanistan and they can attack wherever they want.
Attacks on U.S.-led foreign troops and their bases have risen sharply this year. This is the third incident in less than 6 months. Last month, Taliban militants attacked the largest and most fortified U.S. base, killing several American troops. Less than a week after that, the Taliban attacked the largest NATO military base in Kandahar in the south. That attack also left several U.S.-led foreign soldiers dead.
People here in Afghanistan now don't have confidence in the foreign troops who say that they are making progress against the Taliban militants, and they are sure that with their military operations they can defeat the Taliban militants. I talked to many people here in Kabul about growing insecurity and about the surge in violence across Afghanistan, and they told me that it is the presence of foreigners that has led to the upsurge in violence across Afghanistan.
Despite the massive rise in the number of foreign soldiers deployed, June has been the deadliest month for NATO forces. The death toll has passed the unprecedented 100 mark in June alone, making it the deadliest month in almost 9 years. After almost a decade of war and the presence of more than 150,000 international troops, the Afghan Interior Ministry said in a damning report that only 9 out of 360 cities are safe. This is an indication of the daunting challenges that foreign forces face as the unpopular war drags on with no end in sight.
It's about 2:40 a.m. here in Tehran. Let's give you a fresh round of this hour's top story. The unabated giant oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico enters day 73 as the U.S. pays czar says not all victim claims will be met. The German president gets a weak vote of confidence in the third round of balloting in the country's parliament. And Human Rights Watch says Britain, France, and Germany have used foreign intelligence obtained through torture.